You're listening to a Blue Boy Audio.
Oh man, I can't stand being stuck in this traffic anymore. We've been stuck in this stretch for, I don't know, 2 hours. And these bastards are still honking their horns as if it would do any good. It's just giving me a fucking headache. You're just saying that because you're not the one who's been driving for 5 hours straight, babe. My legs are already tired of having to press down on the clutch, brake, and accelerator to move every 8 inches. The worst part is that we can't even tell what happened since it's nighttime, but I'm sure it must have been some kind of truck accident. Well, because the road isn't wide enough. If it were only a crash car, for example, even if there was traffic, we wouldn't be practically stuck here for 2 hours, right? Now, if it is, I don't know, a truck that overturned or something, it must be blocking the roads. No fucking way! You're crazy if you think I'm going to come all the way back now only to have to do this all over again tomorrow morning. We're almost home. Babe, it would still be another 3 hours with me driving there. And did you see any roadside motels by chance along the way? Oh, that's what I thought. If it were an option, I would accept it without even thinking twice. I'm so tired. I wouldn't even mind if the sheets were all staying. Oh boy, I just wanted a place to lie down and stretch my legs. It's not like I'm in a position to choose much here. Seriously, I just wish I was in my bed with you massaging my feet right now. Cause I deserve it, since you chose where we were going on this trip and I'm the one driving. Are you really refusing to help the sore feet of your hot boyfriend who is in dire need of your angel hands? So what if we'd be late? We don't even know what time we're leaving here. So, if I give you my foot to massage now, will you do it? That's what the handbrake is for. And it's not like we're moving around here either. You're a terrible boyfriend. You know that? Yes, you are. You don't even do the slightest thing for me anymore. I asked for a simple little rub and I got a big no. I don't even know why I date you yet if I don't even get a message from you. You know, it's not like I'm going to hit the car in front of me just by taking 1 foot of pedal, right? Elsewhere? Give me your hand then. So your message will be right here. Look. On my side. pulling my pants down? You can do that over jeans, dummy. Hurry, these spies need a treat. What? I told you that my legs are hurting. Really? Don't you even try to make an effort? I don't know, like, squeeze tighter? Oh yeah, that's it. Right there with your tongue. Oof. Yeah, tighter. Yeah. Even tighter. Yeah, even tighter. And if you complain more, you will do it here. Oh, and by the way you squeezed, you seem to be more interested here than in my thighs, huh? Oh, no use to pretend now, babe. I know you. Go on. Take it out. I need to relax a bit. I knew you couldn't resist, babe. Come on, give me a hand. Stress relief? Oh, come on, babe. For me, please. That's my boy. Fuck. That's it. Yeah. Squeeze tighter, babe. Relax. No one's watching. If anything happens, I'll just say you're just shifting gears for me. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Oh, unless you want someone there to change my gear for you, then you wouldn't need to do anything else here. You're the only one who knows how to handle it correctly. That's not exactly what happened last night, as far as I remember. It was you who got stuck in reverse gear. Actually, I'm already missing that. Come here. Oh fuck. Look at all this pre-gum. Since you were responsible for that, I think you should clean it. Why not? It's night time. The car next to us won't even notice this. They're not even paying attention to us making out right here until now. I know you want you. Look at how you're even licking your lips. Oh, he's calling for you. Get down there. Come on. Oh, yeah. Fuck, babe. You're the best. Fuck. Yeah, that's it. Every fucking inch of this fucking cock. Yeah, suck it, all of it. Fuck. Your throat feels so good, babe. Yeah, my baby has the best mouth ever. Will you milk my cock with a mouth? Fuck. Guess you want your... Guess I'll want your throat to milk it, though. fuck. Fuck. My boy takes God so fucking good. The only one who could take my cock like this. The only one who gets a mouthful of my load, cause I have the best throat I know. Oh fuck, babe. Yeah. Milk this cock. Milk this cock. Yeah, yeah, fuck, yeah. Oh yeah. Swallow it all, babe. I don't want a fucking single drop on the upholstery. Save some for me. Fuck, babe. I love you so much. You're the best boyfriend, you know. If you were always like this, I would be stuck all night in this traffic without even complaining. And I assume you do too. Well, by the mess in your pants, you got up to this as much as I did. Actually, more than me, since you came in your pants just by sucking me off. Calm down. This is not a competition of who's the biggest horny fuck. Want me to get you some clean briefs in the trunk? Okay, one sec. But you know you'd be the winner, right?